The Injured Senior Podcast is here to help. Like it or not, the senior and elderly population is vulnerable to negligence committed by medical professionals, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, pharmaceutical and medical device companies, insurance companies, and everyday individuals and businesses. Your host, Steve Heisler, creator of the National Injured Senior Law Center, has been advocating for seniors' rights for over 30 years and is bringing you answers to your questions. This is the Injured Senior Podcast.
Good day to all in our injured senior, elderly, and aging population community. This is Steve Heisler, founder and CEO of the National Injured Senior Law Center, and you are listening to the Injured Senior Podcast. The Injured Senior Podcast, for those listening today for the first time, is a podcast dedicated to discussing medical and legal issues of vital importance to injured seniors and elders, as well as to their children, loved ones, and caregivers. We are sponsored by the National Injured Senior Law Center. If you or a loved one, senior, an elder, has been injured by the negligence of a medical professional, a nursing home, the pharmaceutical industry, or others, get in touch with the National Injured Senior Law Center at www.injuredseniorhotline.com or 877-228-4878. We can help. So we have done several episodes on the ravaging effects of Alzheimer's on our senior and elderly communities and their loved ones. We've also talked to Dr. Rain Tidixar on the show previously to talk about falls in our senior and elderly communities, especially long-term care facilities, and how to prevent them. Today, Dr. Rain, as he likes to be called, is back on the show to talk about Alzheimer's disease and its connection to falling. Now, Dr. Rain, ladies and gentlemen, is the president of Fall Prevent LLC, a consulting company that provides educational, legal, and marketing services related to fall prevention in the elderly. Dr. Rain is a gerontologist, a healthcare professional who specializes in working with elderly patients, and a geriatric physician's assistant. He's been active in fall prevention for over 30 years. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Rain. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure having you, Doctor. You're in New Jersey, so how's the weather out there? It's been cold and snowy here in Baltimore.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of snow. I had early this week about 20 inches to dig out of.
That's a little bit. That's more than
me.
All right, so how common are falls generally in the senior and elderly communities due to Alzheimer's?
Well, out in the community, about one-third of older people over the age of 65 fall per year. And, of course, that number or percentage increases as one gets older. Now, when you get to talking about Alzheimer's disease, a form of dementia, the percentage of falls increases to about 50%. So therefore, those individuals who have Alzheimer's disease, about 50% will experience one or more falls per year.
And are there certain risk factors that are common amongst Alzheimer's patients for falls?
Yeah, when you look at the general older population and in terms of fall risk, the biggest problems are cognitive problems, problems with walking, balance, those types of things, also side effects from multiple medications. But when we're talking about Alzheimer's disease, there are specific cognitive and systemic effects that place individuals at risk. So, for example, in terms of the cognitive, people will have a lack of understanding and awareness of their potential for falls. Judgmental errors, such as inability to recognize a difference between a safe and a hazardous environmental situation. Overestimation of one's ability for safe mobility. thinking, oh, I can do this. I can walk here without a cane or a walker, and they lose their balance and they fall. Failing to remember limitations and daily activities, such as forgetting that they can't walk by themselves and that they need a caregiver to help them. Insistence on performing activities such as attempting to get out of bed despite the presence of side rails, or going to the toilet even though they're unable to do so independently. I think those are some of the cognitive problems that are associated with it. Then you have, in terms of gait or the way you walk and balance, that are affected as well in terms of the disease.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was just going to say that it sounds like that as far as the cognitive factor, it really just comes down to confusion. Is it sounding like that most people living with Alzheimer's who fall, a lot of times when it's a cognitive issue, it's confusion. They're confused that they, like, I thought I could walk, but I can't walk, or I don't know that guardrail is there, or I'm not recognizing it. Is that accurate or sort of accurate?
Right. So what it really is confusion, but also in terms of a lack of immediate or short-term memory, that they can't remember that they can't walk safely, or they can't remember that they need to use a cane or a walker, or they have to call for assistance to help them with something like that. They attempt to do it themselves, and in the process, they lose their balance, and they fall or they trip over something on the ground.
Right. Is it more common amongst people with early onset, or is it more common amongst people who are in the later stages of Alzheimer's?
I think it's more common with late stages of Alzheimer's, because what you have is a layering of age-related changes that occur and general risk factors that happen, and then you have the Alzheimer's on top of it, if that makes sense.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You were going to go, I guess, into the systemic effects part of the common injury risk factors.
Right. So in terms of difficulty walking and balance, that's all there. But the other thing that really places individuals at risk for injury if they fall is some of the visual aspects of it, is that in Alzheimer's disease, they have a restriction of the visual fields, you know, loss of peripheral vision, seeing side to side. They have difficulty in terms of the visual spatial function, in terms of inability to match and integrate the position of oneself with their surrounding environment. Decline in depth perception, loss of contrast sensitivity, agnosia, which is decreased ability to recognize similar objects and places. All these things as well compound the risk of falls and injury in Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, I did not know that there were spatial issues or the visual fields of people living with Alzheimer's were compromised. And you're saying that is definitely a big factor as well.
Oh yeah. No, it's very common. It's very common.
Dr. Rain, I really appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us. How can our listeners, connect with you, if they wish to, are you available? Do you have social media that they can get you on, or what's the best way?
The best way to connect with me, is basically through my email, which is drrein@verizon.net. That's DRREIN at verizon.net.
I thank you, Dr. Rain. You have yourself a wonderful day, and we're going to have you back on real, real soon.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Injured senior and aging population community, thanks for listening to today's episode. I want to again thank Dr. Rain for appearing on the show today. He gave us just some great, great information that I'm sure we can all use. If you love the Injured Senior Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on any of your platforms that you listen to podcasts. If you want to share your story on an upcoming show, feel free to email me. It's steve@injuredseniorhotline.com. I answer all emails. You could also leave a message if you go to our website, www.injuredseniorpodcast.com. Well, it's been a great episode. I'm looking forward to talking with you again next week. Stay warm if you're living on the East Coast. Stay safe, and I will talk to you then. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Injured Senior Podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. Connect with us at InjuredSeniorPodcast.com and sign up for our newsletter. To find out more or to get help at any time, visit InjuredSeniorPodcast.com or call 855-622-6530. That's 855-622-6530.